Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. The move to year-round E15 has been praised by many in agriculture as President Trump made that announcement in Iowa. Minnesota State Senator Tina Smith says this is a big step in the right direction for renewable fuels.
It's definitely a step in the right direction. It would allow E15 to be sold year-round, and I think that that will help to boost demand and I hope boost prices for Minnesota homegrown corn and ethanol, which is something we desperately need right now.
Not only is this a victory for farmers and agriculture in general, Smith says it is a win-win for everyone.
It is absolutely a win-win. It benefits our rural economy. It helps the bottom line of Minnesota farmers. It helps the ethanol plants around Minnesota, and it is good for the environment. It's all around a good deal.
A priority for Smith is to end the waivers that have been issued to oil refiners. Senator says these waivers lack a reason why they are needed.
There's been all these efforts to provide waivers to the refineries that are blending this fuel at the refinery. And I have been really wanting to stop that because they've just been providing these waivers without any real reason for doing that. I don't think that's good.
Smith says Minnesota is leader when it comes to the production and use of renewable fuels and hopes that other states will follow Minnesota's example.
We really are. We're demonstrating what can be done and how it creates economic growth and opportunity and economic development. I think other states could really learn from us.
Ex-Secretary Sonny Perdue announced that the USDA continues to invest in rural America with more than $4.8 billion in payments being made starting this month to agriculture producers through the Farm Service Agency's Agricultural Risk Coverage, Price Loss Coverage, and Conservation Reserve programs. Approximately $3 billion in payments will be made under the ARC and PLC programs for the 2017 crop year, and approximately $1.8 billion in annual rental payments under the CRP for 2018. Despite a temporary lapse of farm bill authorities, farmers and ranchers can rest assured that USDA continues to work within the letter of the law to deliver much-needed farm safety net, conservation disaster recovery, and trade assistance program payments, says Perdue. The ARC and PLC programs were authorized by the 2018 Farm Bill and make up a portion of the agricultural safety net to producers when they experience a substantial drop in revenue or prices for their covered commodities. These program payments are mandated by Congress, but the department has taken measures to ensure we meet our deadlines and get capital in the hands of those who need it. Stick around. There's much more Inside Agriculture straight ahead. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson, and this is Ag Central.